Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, party people. It's your Marvel fan, Matt from Florida. I'm so sorry for missing the recent podcast. I wake up at 6 in the morning, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But I am back tonight. And what's going on? I survived Halloween Horror Nights on Sunday night, and I even went to Islands of Adventure on yesterday and did the Marvel Superhero Island, The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man ride, which was amazing. Now let's go to the callers.
All right, Matt, we have two callers from area code 609 and 469. You are live on Marvel Film Talk.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? In Marvel news, we got tonight's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was amazing. Agent Fitzsimmons could be an Inhuman.
Is that getting better?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better. It started, it showed a spaceship picking up a new Inhuman. It showed the actor who played the exact same president from Iron Man 3. And Coulson.
Nice.
Yeah, Coulson's getting way better. He's got a robotic arm.
Oh, I didn't even know he lost his arm on the
show. No way.
Yeah.
He's like RoboCop.
Yeah,
well,
kind of.
He's got a nasty
because
hat.
at the end of season 2, it was the Inhumans versus S.H.I.E.L.D. This guy's mom went completely psycho and it's starting to get very good. I mean, it goes slow, but it gets very, very good at certain parts because they did like a few times when Nick Fury did have a cameo, but it gets very, very good. But in other news, the Avengers Age of Ultron is finally on Blu-ray. Anyone go out and buy it?
I got the, what do you call it? The ultraviolet download thing.
Okay. Well, I didn't buy it yet because I had to save my money to get food at Universal.
Hey, Joe, does that come in 3D too?
Yeah, it does, but I didn't buy the movie. My brother-in-law bought it, and he gave me the ultraviolet code. But, yeah,
I think
it does come in 3D also. Yeah.
I downloaded it from Joe Box, actually.
Oh, you torrented it? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You shouldn't say that, Matt. just FYI. It's the torrent thing.
They'll kick your door down and say, hey, man, don't you move.
Forget I said that.
Yeah. Let's
get you with your hand.
It's all right. Jesus will edit the podcast, right, Jesus? You'll flip out.
Sure. I don't know how, but sure. All right, Matt.
Can
keep
you
going, sir.
Can you edit that out?
No. Do you know Francesco?
Too late, man. I think the feds are already headed for you, Matt.
No, don't worry. Keep moving along,
kidding,
Matt. You're good.
Don't worry about it.
No, I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding.
Okay, but can that app be bad, though? Showbox?
Let's just move on. How about that? Let's just move on. You're good.
Okay, cool. But in other Marvel news, let's see. In Thor 3, I found out that we're going to get Hulk and Thor could be teaming up.
Yeah, that's pretty
sweet.
Yeah,
that could be happening because we didn't see Hulk at the end of Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think they're doing that. I think they're mostly doing that just to give Thor a boost. I mean,
a boost, yeah.
For sure.
Because his movies suck, usually. He's boring by himself.
I mean, the first one
is it true that this is the last Thor movie?
I think so, because I think Phase 3 is the last phase,
because
right? Because they move on to
Infinity
War. Yeah.
Yeah, because we got Avengers Infinity War coming up.
Yeah.
Yep. And the thing I said earlier, this isn't just a podcast anyways. They're not going to come find me.
No, dude. I was kidding. I was joking with you. They're not going to find you.
Okay.
No, but they're saying that Thor, the new Thor, the script, supposedly it leaked out to somebody, and they said it's a lot darker than anything in the Marvel Universe has ever done. It's going to be a really dark movie. So I'm kind of interested to see that.
Remember that dream he had in Age of Ultron when Scarlet Witch did that mind swap thing on him, and it showed him like that weird type of dream, and it would look so dark, and that guy who sees things, I thought that kind of was weird, but it almost was a sneak peek at Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And Thor Ragnarok will be interesting because I'm so anxious to see Thor all pissed off to see Loki sitting in Odin's chair.
Yeah. Loki's supposed to be coming back also.
Yep, because I was disappointed that we didn't see him in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Well, what I heard was Joss Whedon had put him in there and he had to take him out because he had to cut some stuff out of the film. But he is in the deleted scenes. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's really true, but that's what
I
heard. I
saw
on
the deleted scenes on YouTube, and he wasn't in there for some reason. No. But let's see what else. I am also really looking forward to X-Men Apocalypse. I can't wait to see what they're going to do with X-Men Apocalypse, because I think they're going to do the same thing with what they did with the X-Men Evolution version of X-Men Apocalypse.
The cartoon?
What do you guys think? Yeah, compared to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? From the Comic-Con trailer, for those of you who went to Comic-Con and saw that trailer for X-Men Apocalypse, why the hell does Wolverine look completely different? It's like
Francesco went to Comic-Con. How was it, Francesco?
What are you guys asking specifically?
For the Comic-Con X-Men Apocalypse trailer, when you see Wolverine, it's like he doesn't have his full-on Wolverine hair in X-Men Apocalypse.
I think, you know, when I saw that, I think it's transitioning to, I think we're getting an old man Logan movie. So I think that's what they're, you know, he's getting older.
Oh, okay. Because he is in that timeline still after the events of Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Well, I
heard that movie.
In Wolverine 3, because what's his name? The guy that plays Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, asked the fans on Twitter what they would want to see in his last movie, and Wolverine 3 is going to be his last appearance as Wolverine. And they're saying that he's going to wear the classic brown from the 60s and 70s. He's going to be wearing the classic brown suit. Yeah, the Wolverine suit. So that would be pretty sweet if we saw that.
I've been wanting to see him wear the classic yellow spandex from the X-Men 1994 animated series. I love that version of Wolverine. Oh, it was so funny. A friend of mine at Island of Adventure got a picture with Cyclops this weekend, and he goes, hey, Cyclops, where's your girlfriend, Jean Grey? And he goes, he's with Wolverine lately.
Mm.
Yeah. It was funny, but man, there at Islands of Adventure, that Spider-Man ride is so dang cool. It is so dang cool. Have you been on there yet?
No, I've never been on it. Have you been on it, Jesus?
No, I never even been to Florida.
I know when I went to Florida like maybe 12 years ago with the next of mine, we went on the original Spider-Man ride. I mean, it's kind of crazy because, like, you're only in, like, a little cart and they move you around. Like, you don't really go anywhere. But it just feels so damn real. Like, you get motion sickness. But it is
awesome. I go crazy. I get really crazy. I went yesterday
morning.
What
do you mean by crazy? Like, you crazy, like a
good
crazy?
I scream and yell because I love those simulator rides. They need to make a ride, like, for the Flash and Arrow. How crazy would that be? Like,
how crazy you screamed.
Like, I can't scream out loud because everyone's sleeping
right now. Yeah, his roommate is going to get pissed.
Yeah. But I would, like, go, like, like, and all that. But, man, at Halloween Horror Nights, I was freaking out when I saw all those chainsaws coming at me. I was hiding like nuts. It was, like, insane there.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question real quick?
What?
No.
Do you guys want to check the phone to make sure Chris isn't waiting on the line and he's going to be all mad that we haven't answered yet?
Oh, yeah, let me go check.
Last time he was mad because he was waiting for 10 minutes.
So, just
any
check.
He's only been waiting for a minute. So, hey, Chris, you're on.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
In other Marvel news, with Spider-Man, Spider-Man that much lately. Have you guys heard much anything with Spider-Man going on in Civil War?
Last thing I heard was just about the costume. You know what? They did drop some news like a week ago.
Wait,
but
was that a
film
or was that a Movie Pilot article?
No, this was on comicbookmovie.com, and those guys are pretty official. They dropped some really good scoops too. But I didn't really click on it. I didn't really read it because unless, like, they're going to show me a picture or something, I don't want to have to read about what it is I'm supposed to, you know what I mean? I want to see a picture of something. I don't want to just read something.
Like, I don't want to just read.
No, I was like, show me a picture of the Spider-Man.
Thanks for the honesty, man.
Yeah, no, I want to see him.
Because
Deadpool, damn, that trailer and the Red Band trailer, dang, Deadpool is going to kick ass next year.
Yeah, I think that movie's going to do pretty well at the box office. I don't think it's going to crack a billion, but I think it'll be in the 400 million or 500 million mark.
Yeah.
I think. And that's pretty good. For a movie that had a budget of only 150 million, that's a good take. You know, 400 million, that's not bad, because you know you gotta factor in like the marketing that they did for the movie and all the shit they had to pay for the trailers. 400 million, that's what they're projecting it at. So I think that it'll do well. Hopefully we'll get a sequel, because I do like Deadpool a lot.
Yeah, I heard about that. They
cool
did
character.
Do a sequel, but I thought Fantastic Four was a bit off. Did you guys like the new Fantastic Four?
Didn't watch it.
No, don't waste your time, because there's like tons of twists and turns and back and forth. Doctor Doom wasn't really that well.
Let me ask you a question, really, Matt. Was Doctor Doom an internet like cyber bully or something like that? Was he like a blogger?
Yeah, he was, and then he was like this, like, run word dude, and they all got drunk at a certain part, and they disobeyed their dad, and all of a sudden
disobeyed
go
their
into
dad.
This, no, like, Johnny and Reed and the Dr. Doom, they all got drunk, and they went into this, like, spaceship, and they go into the ship, and then go into the dimension, and then they come back with their powers, and then all of a sudden the radiation attacks Sue, and that's how she got her powers.
That's how they got their powers?
Yeah, it was so messed up.
Oh, wow, that is terrible. No wonder it bombed so hard.
Yeah, and then Dr. Doom ends up getting his powers because he's been there for so long, they forgot to grab Victor. And how they did Reed was so messed up, because Reed had a weird way on stretching. It went like very, very slow. But I loved the way how Marvel did with Avengers Age of Ultron. That went so good. But still, they could have gotten better with the end credit scene. I mean, I loved the way how Thanos showed up again and goes, fine, screw it, I'll do it myself, by beginning to search for the Infinity Stones as he found the Infinity Gauntlet. But I still can't wait for Infinity War. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how it's going to end, and if they're, after it's all over, are they going to recast, or what are they going to do? Are they going to continue with the same characters, the same actors?
Yeah, me too. And this whole deal with Captain America Civil War, I mean, man, they're making it huge with hero against hero. I mean, that's going to be insane.
Well, gee, that sounds like another movie that's coming out earlier in the year.
Yeah,
what does that sound like, Matt?
May 6, 2016.
And did you hear about the Infinity Wars? Both movies are going to cost over $1 billion to make. Like, it has a budget of $1 billion.
Say that again? I didn't understand the way you said it the first time.
Is it the two films have a budget of over $1 billion?
Oh,
combined.
Okay, wow, dude. I didn't know BVS was $500 million, had a $500 million budget. That's crazy. Wow. That's pretty crazy.
No, Infinity Wars. What are you talking about, BVS?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Batman and Superman.
That's Infinity
Wars. Together.
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
Infinity Wars. Superman's coming out right after.
So, you know, they're playing nonstop. They're going to make this huge. Do you think it's going to be like 3 hours, kind of like Lord of the Rings?
That's going to cause Warner Brothers to say, okay, you want to spend that much money? We will, too, for Justice League 1 and 2. We'll go all out also. And that's good. That's good for the fans, you know, because we get better movies and more explosives and more fights and more epicness. That's good. It's good they're doing that. The little competition never hurt anybody.
I wonder what Marvel
to the X-Men TV show, because I heard something like they were going to make an X-Men live action TV show.
I heard something like that too.
That, like, with Wolverine, Storm, Gambit, Rogue, and all them. And their own live-action TV show. Man, I just can't wait for the more Marvel movies, like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Black Panther, Doctor Strange. Now, in Doctor Strange, how do we feel about a female chosen one who's going to teach Doctor Strange about the mystical arts?
Who's playing? It's Tilda Swinton, right? Playing the Chosen One.
Yeah, but I can't wait to see Benedict Cumberbatch.
You know what, Matt? I've never really been I'm not a hardcore I've read a few Marvel books in my time, but I never really read Doctor Strange. It never caught my attention.
Me neither.
So I don't know, but from what I've heard from the D23 little convention they had last month or 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
They showed, like, artwork from the Doctor Strange movie, like concept art, and they said that it blew people away. They were really excited about the way it looks, the way it's going to look.
Because I heard they're going to do, like, Baron Mordo, they're going to do Dormammu and all that. That's going to be so freaking cool, because I first saw Doctor Strange in the Spider-Man animated series when they teamed up.
Yeah.
I don't get
that
Netflix anymore on my PS3 because my mom had to get rid of it because her and I were sharing it, because now I can't watch Jessica Jones coming out, Daredevil season 2. I mean, Daredevil season 1 didn't do so well for me.
Well, Matt, all you got to do is go buy a Blu-ray player for $50, and they have Netflix on there already. You don't need a PlayStation. Yeah.
Oh, no, I do, but it's just I didn't get the Blu-ray player. But is Netflix free?
Well, I mean, you got to pay the $9.99 a month, but I mean, it's got the little, it's got the service on there on the Blu-ray player.
But I heard you gotta use the debit card to pay for it. But
Yeah, you do gotta do that. Yeah,
but I don't have a.
You don't have a debit card.
Debit card, no. But don't you think it's time we get some more?
I'm sure
Marvel
Chris will
games?
Pay for it for you every month.
Yeah, but don't you think we need to get some more Marvel games?
What games are you talking about? Like the Marvel versus Capcom?
Yeah, like a Captain and America game, the Avengers game.
That was my favorite. Stars and Stripes.
What?
Yeah.
We need to get like a Thor game, Captain America game, Avengers Age of Ultron game, like the RPG style.
Yeah. That would be
like
cool.
Like how Batman Arkham did. And but boy, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight's episode was good because of what happened at the end of season one. Agent Simmons got pulled in into the obelisk.
Don't spoil it.
You've been watching it, Chris.
You watched
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I have been watching it. Yeah, and I watched it on, I mean, episode one of the new season already, but
but you can't watch Gotham? What's up, bro?
Oh,
No, I haven't watched the last two episodes, so a little bit about that. So I'm behind. I don't want to know what happened after. No.
I know this is Marvel Film Talk, guys, but next Wednesday is October 21st, 2015. Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah, Back to the Future. Did you hear that they're selling the Pepsi? Pepsi Perfect from Back to the Future?
Yes! I'm still going
to
get one.
Oh,
Back
yes.
The
and, hey, they're only... They're only making 6,500 of them, and when you take into account that the whole world, it's available to the whole world, that's not really a lot. So they're going to go pretty quick.
And Back to the Future is returning into certain theaters for one day only.
Oh, that's so awesome. I think Francesco's getting a six-pack of that stuff, too.
Awesome. But you know what sucks, though, Jesus, since you lived down there in Hollywood? Were you so mad that they closed that ride?
Which ride?
Back to the Future, the ride.
Oh, yeah. That was the best ride there. When I was there, they replaced it with...
The Simpsons. And that
the Simpsons ride, yeah. And then after that, it became the Minion ride.
No, they do have the Minions, but the Simpsons is there. And when I did the Simpsons again, I go through the line before I go on the Simpsons ride, and I go, oh man, this makes me think of Back to the Future every time.
What was
every
that Back
single...
to the Future ride like? What did it, what did you do, or what did it put you through?
It's a simulator, and you have to stop Biff from changing history, and you have to
it's
you
pretty
move
much the
and you
dog
fly.
And Biff. So they brought the same actors back. And you should search it on YouTube. They have the whole video storyline on there. Even the actual ride. Yeah, even the actual simulation video of the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
videotape like all the videos as you walk in line and you see the doc. Hurry up.
So what would you type in to search that? Just type in Back to the Future ride?
Yeah, it's easy. And
okay.
They even have one in perfect HD quality. And they even have Back to the Future, the game you could download from the PSN. You play as Marty McFly throughout the whole game by Telltale
Games.
And
that ride was at Universal Studios, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Nice.
It was so cool.
Wow.
Classic. And now they even also have Transformers the Ride 3D. I did that during Halloween Horror Nights, and you know what sucked? It stopped.
Oh, wow.
It actually got stuck, and then it started, and then it got resumed at the very, very end.
Did you hear about that kid that got on the ride with the dinosaur, and the dinosaur ate him, the robotic dinosaur? It bit him in half and swallowed him, yeah.
You're kidding.
I'm serious,
that
dude.
Didn't happen to me. I did Jurassic Park yesterday, and then I get scared towards the end. Then I lean on the side, I hang on to the rail, and then you go down.
Wow. Is it all robot dinosaurs, or is it like virtual reality?
No, it's all robotic dinosaurs, and then you get splashed wet.
Heck no, I wouldn't want in there. One of those dinosaurs will eat you. No way.
Yeah, but still, also with Star Wars coming out, today I went to the dollar store, and they already have the Star Wars Force Awakens toys out. Can't you believe that?
Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right, guys.
Yeah, they have that on Force.
All right, guys. This concludes Marvel Film Talk, and give us your shout-outs. Anything on Marvel you want to talk about?
You go first, Chris or Jesus.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for calling in. Joe, Francesco, Chris from Candor for calling in to Matt's show, Marvel Film Talk, and join us next time when Matt can stay up late.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, guys. I'll see you tomorrow night for Jesus. Are we going to do the Flash Talk tomorrow night?
Yep, Flash Talk and DC Comics Talk tomorrow night.
All right,
nice.
Cool.
Nice. All right, guys. Good night.
Have a good night.
Yeah.